It's Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio, your NPR news station. Good morning. I'm Rebecca Kruth, and joining us now is Michigan Radio senior news analyst Jack Lassenberry with a look at some of the region's top news stories of the week. Pretty soon, Medicaid recipients in Michigan who are able-bodied may have to choose between finding a job or losing health insurance. The ultimatum comes in the form of a bill that the state Senate approved on Thursday. After their amendments were shot down, Democrats took the floor to criticize the bill, which they say punishes the poor. Supporters say most people on Medicaid already work, and this would give incentive for the rest to do so. Now the bill heads to the House. Jack, do you see it getting all the way to the governor's desk as is?
Well, there'd be some amendments. For all I know, the House will vote to make it worse. The question is, will Rick Snyder sign it or not? This bill makes no sense whatsoever. Any expert on poverty and the working poor will tell you all these people who can work are already working. Yes, there may be one exception somewhere. But the odd thing, it's not going to save the state any money. It's going to cost money because they have to put up an apparatus to spy on these people. But it's an ideological thing, and we'll have to see if the governor has the common sense and maybe courage to do the right thing and veto it.
Children in Michigan continue to face high levels of poverty and significant academic challenges. That's according to the latest Kids Count report. It says that one thing lawmakers can do to improve conditions for kids is to raise the age at which someone can be charged as an adult from 17 to 18. Researchers say 17-year-olds in the adult system don't receive adequate education or age-appropriate rehabilitation services. Right now, Michigan is one of only five states in the country that charges 17-year-olds as adults. Do you think lawmakers in Lansing would go for a change to the current system?
If you're asking me if I think they should, absolutely. I actually think it should be made 21. Kids' brains aren't fully formed and their ideas of right and wrong are not what they should be that young. But I think that for ideological reasons, again, they're unlikely to. They certainly should. And if you put a 17-year-old, I think, or even an 18-year-old, in the adult prison system, what you have is a school designed to make them a psychopath and a much more efficient criminal. There's all sorts of studies that show that. But we'll just have to see if the Michigan legislature chooses common sense for once.
Political candidates who lose big wouldn't be able to seek a recount under legislation that will soon head to the governor's desk. On Wednesday, the Senate voted in favor of legislation that would up the standards for election recounts. Candidates would have to prove they have a reasonable chance of victory. The House also voted to pass legislation to double losing candidates' recount fees if they lost by more than 5 percentage points. Jack, do you think these bills are reasonable?
I think there's some merit in them, and obviously they're thinking about the recount in 2016 where Jill Stein demanded a recount. Jill Stein, who had 1% of the vote, and of course it was very close between Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump, but the recount before it was stopped changed almost nothing, and Michigan has pretty clean elections anyway. But I think that I would be in favor of this if they were to add a provision that other states have, which is that if you have an election that is within 0.5% of the vote, you can do an automatic recount if a candidate suggests it, or maybe even 0.25%. But Michigan for many years has had clean elections, but if you have an election that is within 5 or 10 votes, there can always be mathematical errors. But we haven't had a problem with elections, but I think if you have a really, really close one, you should have a mechanism for a recount.
Lastly, Michigander Desiree Linden became the first American woman to win the Boston Marathon in 33 years. The day of the marathon was cold, wet, and windy, but Linden says training in Michigan prepared her well for the less than desirable weather conditions. It's actually supposed to be pretty nice here this weekend. Jack, do you think you'll throw on your tracksuit and run some laps?
My view is that my evolutionary ancestors ran, so I don't have to. But I want to compliment Miss Linden. She's from Charlevoix, where I spend a lot of time. And in Charlevoix, generally, you have to move fast or you'll freeze to death. We had 20 inches of snow last weekend, so I think she's a product of natural selection, and I think we should all be very proud of her.
We are. Thanks so much, Jack.
Have a great weekend.
Jack Lassenberry is Michigan Radio senior news analyst. He joins us Saturday mornings to review the week's regional stories. You're listening to Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.